right, people. We're back with another book chat. And this time, we're reviewing Brandon Sanderson's Snapshot. But before that, let me remind you that you can get these book chats at Audioboom, YouTube, and iTunes. So please like and subscribe everywhere. She's Phoenix R2. Phoenix R2. I'm Ishan Lalit. Well, that's why you should keep your Twitter handle simple, you know. So, shall we begin?
Okay, we're beginning with Brandon Sanderson's Snapshot.
Yes. So, Snapshot. Brandon Sanderson is back with another new novella. It's not very long.
It's about 2.5 hours on an audio format.
Yeah. And he's one of our favorite writers, right? We gotta agree, he's one of our favorite writers. Brandon Sanderson, you know, he's shown me what books are really like, what good books are really like.
Well, he is an excellent and very versatile writer. I have to agree.
But this time he's doing science fiction.
He is doing a crime thriller.
He's doing science fiction. Hey, come on, man, it's science fiction. The whole premise that you can have a snapshot of a city for one day is in the near future, when America is done and dusted, is science fiction. It's a dystopian future with science fiction.
It's a dystopian future, admitted, but I would give that genre not a science fiction name, because the setting might be futuristic, but it's a dystopian crime thriller.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll agree with that. It's a science fiction crime thriller. Okay, so without giving any spoilers, we told you what this is. However, how do we quantify this, you know, this book?
You know, there's something. It is Matrix on steroids.
Huh. You like this book, huh?
Yes, I like this book. I like the fact that the twist in the end was beautiful. It was brilliant.
The sucker punch in the end, yes.
Yes.
But I saw that coming.
I saw something of that sort coming, but even then, Brandon Sanderson, that's what brilliant writing is, no? He can, you know that he's going to pull the rug from under your feet. You know it. But when he does it, you're like, oh.
I don't know. I saw that coming. I'm not very thrilled with the book.
I find his writing brilliant, whatever genre. Yeah,
look at this. This is on Goodreads. This has a 4.05 rating. Okay. I think it's... It doesn't deserve that.
It does.
Okay.
It does. I'll tell you why. One thing, the characters developed are very good. Another thing, he keeps true to the genre of this thing, a detective thriller. Okay. The third thing is that he has made it, his characters are very, very compelling. That's his brilliance as a writer. And he's done a very tried and tested genre.
Characters are compelling. They're straight out of any cop thriller, you know.
Yeah, they are.
Like this guy, Anthony Davis, a downer, out on his luck cop. Any noir book, you know. It's one of those characters. Okay, his partner, the jerk. Okay, again. You know, it's done and them going on this rampage ride around the city. That was the most entertaining part for me.
Yes.
I like this world. I like what he's doing. I like what he's creating. However, I'm not sold on it. So, rate this book.
I will give it a 4.
Wow. So, you agree with the Goodreads rating?
I gave that Goodreads rating.
Oh, you did? Yeah, it's down there below. Okay, I'll give it a 3. That's it.
Okay. This is the first time it's happened with you that you've given a Brandon Sanderson thing to me.
No, actually, I got a lot of hate on The Way of Kings. Remember, I didn't like the first part of the Stormlight Archives. Yeah. And, people.
Yeah, people are very passionate about their
Brandon Sanderson books. But I have to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't get paid by Brandon Sanderson. I don't think he cares about me. So 3 for me, that's 4 for you. And I think we'll have to tell people to like and subscribe, please. Go on to our Audioboom, YouTube, iTunes, wherever, find us, like and subscribe. I'm available at Ishan Lalit on Twitter. She's at Phoenix R2. And that's all from us from this?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.